Hey everyone, you're listening to Ankur Variku on Voice with Variku. On this podcast, I talk to you about entrepreneurship, how to grow in life, manage personal finances, handle failures, and a lot more things that just come to my mind. The episode begins. This podcast episode should start with a fair warning. Anyone who loves fish might get triggered. So if you are someone staying in the coastal areas, might want to reconsider listening to this episode. So I came across this beautiful reel the other day, and it was about fish love. And I wanted to reshare this through my own perspective. The story goes, an old man asks a young man, "Hey, why are you eating fish?" And the young man says, "Because I love fish." And the old man says, "Oh, you love fish. You love it so much that you actually killed the fish, then fried the fish, then are eating the fish once it's dead. You love it so much that you decided to kill this fish and make it your diet. So don't give me this bullshit that you love fish. What you do is you love yourself. You love yourself so much that you actually went through the effort of killing this fish, catching it, and then making it your meal. You don't love fish. You love the taste of this fish." And then the reel goes on to say that much of love today is like this fish love, where we meet somebody new and we think we're in love. And that's because we love that person. But the truth is, we don't love that person. We love what we think that person will do for us. We like the taste of that person in our life. We love how this person will take care of us, will make us feel safe, will make us feel secure, will give us emotional stability, will give us all the things that we have desired from this partner, from this individual, all of these years. And that is what we love. We don't really love the person. We love what the person does for us in our life. And that is the equivalent of fish love. True love, on the other hand, is not like fish love. True love is when you actually love something to the extent that you would go to any extent to protect it. You would not catch that, kill it, peel it, make it your meal. You would actually go to any extent to protect it. You would love the person because you wish for that person to be always there, with or without you, for you or not for you. And that is an intensely hard form of love. That is truly this unconditional love that we think about, where we love this person irrespective of what they do for us or the fact that they don't do anything for us, because we love that person. That's such a powerful, beautiful way of thinking about life. And I wanted this episode to be a reflection of how we think of love in our own lives. All the best. Thank you for listening to this episode of Voice with Variku. To be notified of upcoming episodes, be sure to subscribe and follow the show on this app right now. Also, don't forget to rate and review the show, because that just feels nice. Thank you.